Hey, welcome. In this lesson, we're rebuilding a Krakota-style VHS rave stab in Ableton Live 12, aiming for that timeless roller momentum. I'll talk you through building a short, lo-fi, slightly warbling stab using only live stock tools, Waveatable, Simpler, and a handful of effects, and how to make it pump with the kick so it sits in a DNB roller context. Let's dive in. Lesson overview: set your tempo to a drum and bass-friendly 174 BPM, or whatever roller tempo you prefer. We'll create two layers, a detuned Waveatable stab core for the pluck and a simpler noise slash grit layer for VHS texture. Then we'll run these through a simple effects chain, add sidechain compression to lock the stab to the kick, and map a few macros for performance. By the end, you'll have a playable, resample-friendly texture that moves with the beat. What we'll build: one primary Waveatable stab voice, detuned saw slash triangle layers, plus pitch and filter envelopes for that pluck. One grit slash noise layer and simpler for tape texture. An effects chain, saturator, redux, chorus ensemble, ping pong delay, reverb, and light compression. Sidechain compression so the stab pumps with the kick. Macro controls for cutoff, warble, bit crush wet, reverb size and delay or feedback. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Create tracks and initial setup. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track. Name it VHS Stab. If you like working with a reverb bus, add a return track and call it Reverb Bus. B. Build the Waveatable Stab core. Drag Waveatable onto the VHS Stab track. For oscillators, choose a saw for oscillator 1, set unison to 4 voices and detune around 14%. Keep the level near 1 to 0 dB. Enable oscillator 2, and pick a square or PWM wave for body, set it to 1 voice and mix it in around 6 to 9 dB so it stays clear. Optionally enable a sub 1 octave down at 9 to 12 dB for warmth, but keep it low so it doesn't clash with bass. If you want extra character, lightly add an analog or sync warp, subtle is best. C. Shape amplitude and pitch for the stab pluck. Use Waveatable's ENV2 for amplitude, attack between 0 and 6 ms, decay between 140 and 300 ms, sustain at 0, release 80 to 160 ms. For pitch snap, use the pitch envelope. Set the amount around 0.6-1.5 semitones and decay around 80-140 ms to give a sharp transient. For filtering, use a 24 dB low pass with cutoff starting 800-1500 Hz. Set a filter envelope amount between 30-55%, attack 0.8 ms, decay around 160-260 ms, sustain 0, the filter should open at the transient and close for the pluck. D. Add VHS warble. Use LFO1 for a subtle pitch wobble. Target a tiny pitch modulation, around plus or minus 2/8 cents, and run the LFO in free mode, not tempo synced, at a very slow rate around 0.1-0.5 Hz. This unsynced, tiny instability mimics VHS tape warble. You can add a second, subtle LFO or leave some of the wider movement to chorus slash ensemble later. E. Add the noise slash grit layer. Create another MIDI track and drop Simpler onto it. Use a short noise sample, either Live's analog noise or record a noise oscillator from Waveatable and drag it into Simpler. In Simpler, set a quick envelope, attack 0 ms, decay 80-180 ms, sustain 0, release 40-100 ms. High pass the noise around 800 Hz so it stays airy, and reduce its level so it sits behind the main stab, around 9 to 15 dB. F. Effects chain on the Waveatable track. Place these stock devices in this order. 1. EQ8. High pass around 120 Hz and a small dip at 200-300 Hz if it's muddy. 2. Saturator. Drive 24 dB. Try analog clip or soft sign, and use medium wet slash dry around 40%. 3. Chorus ensemble. Low rate. Small amount. Dry slash wet 30-50% for wide VHS chorus. 4. Redux. Bit reduction around 10-12 bits, moderate downsample, but keep dry slash wet fairly low, 10-25%, for grit without losing clarity. 5. Vinyl distortion or light grain delay, add tiny crackle or flutter. 6. Ping pong delay, set to 1/16 or 1/16t, feedback 20-35%, dry slash wet 12-18%, and low pass the delay around 6-8 kHz so the repeats don't clash. 7. Reverb. Either on the track or via your reverb bus. Small predelay 520 ms, decay 1-2 seconds, keep send or dry slash wet low so the stab retains definition. 8. Optional glue compressor. Light glue to sit layers together. G. Side chain and rhythmic momentum. Side chain is critical. Add Ableton's compressor after your effects, enable sidechain and choose your kick as the input, dial threshold and ratio to taste. A ratio around 3:1 is a good starting point. Use a fast attack 0.1 ms and a release in the 50-150 ms range so the stab ducks with the kick and creates that rolling pump. H. Macro mapping and performance controls group the Waveedable and Simpler into an instrument rack CMD / Control plus G. Map these to macros. Macro 1. Waveedable filter cutoff. Macro 2. LFO pitch warble amount. Macro 3. Redux dry / wet. Macro 4. Delay feedback or dry / wet. Macro 5. Reverb send. Label macros clearly and limit their ranges so full sweeps aren't destructive. I. MIDI pattern and placement for roller feel. Create a short MIDI clip. Use tight, plucky notes, 1/16 to 1/8 gate lengths. Try a syncopated pattern with hits on the downbeat and offbeats. For example, notes on 1, the end of 2, and the end of 3, and repeat across 2 bars with a small variation on bar 2. Add subtle swing via the groove pool or nudge notes manually, and set the ping-pong delay to a triplet if you want more rolling motion. Common mistakes and quick fixes: don't overdo bit crush or saturation. Lose the transient clarity, dial back dry / wet. Avoid a tempo synced LFO for warble. Unsynced, slow LFO feels more like tape instability. Keep releases short. Long release times will muddy the mix and fight the drums. High pass the stab below 140 Hz so it doesn't compete with bass. Don't skip sidechain. Without it, the stab won't pump with the kick. Avoid over wide low end. Keep low frequencies centered and widen only mids and highs. Pro tips: resample your stab and process the audio again. This makes fast alternate VHS variations. Automate pitch envelope amount for movement across sections. Use subtle macro automation over 8 bars for tension and release. Keep the main stab centered for punch and duplicate a chorused copy for width at low level. Match sidechain release to kick accents for musical pumping. Save the instrument rack as a preset for future use. Mini practice exercise, 8 bars 1. Build the stab as described. 2. Program a 2-bar MIDI pattern. Notes on 1, 1.3, and 2.2, and repeat across 8 bars. Automate cutoff to open slightly every 2 bars. 3. Load a DNB kick / snare loop and sidechain the stab to the kick. 4. Automate macro to warble from 0 to 60% over the 8 bars. 5. Resample the final 8-bar loop to audio and add redux again for a lo-fi stamp. Recap: you've built a plucky Waveedable core with pitch and filter envelopes, added an unsynced LFO for VHS warble, layered in a simpler noise track, and processed everything with saturator, chorus, redux, delay, and reverb. Sidechain the stab to the kick for roller momentum, map macros for live shaping, and resample variations to create fast textures for arrangement or performance. Final coach notes: quick orientation and sound design wins. Keep a Krakota / VHS reference track for a / bing. Listen for snap, short decay, subtle pitch instability, and the noise sitting behind the stab. If the snap is weak, nudge the pitch envelope amount or shorten the decay. Use velocity to control envelope decay or brightness for expressive playing. Band limit noise to place crackle at the top or hiss around 1-1.5 kHz. Experiment with order. Try saturator before redux or after and hear which you prefer. If your warble sounds robotic, add a second very slow unsynced LFO or randomize the rate slightly. That's it. Build, tweak, and iterate. Save variations as presets, resample the best takes, and use the practice exercise to lock the sound into an 8-bar roller loop. Have fun with it, and make it your own.